draft coverage on WEEI is brought to you by McFarland Energy, the home heating oil delivery and HVAC pros at McFarlandEnergy.com, by Chock Full of Nuts Coffee, and by McCormick Grill Mate Seasoning.
With the third pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots select Drake May, quarterback, North Carolina.
All right, at the risk of doing this for the second time in my radio career and putting bad juju on a draft pick I really like, I'm pretty excited about this draft pick the Patriots made last night. Mego, I know you agree.
Oh, I am so happy. Sorry for everyone's dog that just like woke up.
That was quite a high-pitched noise, that's true. I hate to say this, but the last time I like a draft pick this much,
I know who it is.
It was N'Keal Harry.
Oh no!
So I trust me.
I think you did a backflip in studio.
Trust
don't you put N'Keal that
Harry.
Evil on
no!
him?
My whole Twitter timeline was that last night. Oh great, Jones likes the pick. It's N'Keal Harry all over again.
No! Oh my god!
Look, the heart wants what the heart wants. And I want me some Drake May. That's what I wanted.
We're talking about the heart?
And I got it. Oh, yeah, the heart. All organs, I think. Wanted it. Did we lose the feed? What happened there, Ryan? I like the pick with all my organs. That's how I would refer to this. Drake May. Arcan, you're noticeably silent over there.
I don't want to rain in the parade. You guys are having a good time. This isn't what I wanted
okay,
them to
great.
Do.
Okay, great. Don't talk anymore. So, Drake May, we feel great about it.
What do you mean rain on the parade? If you don't like it, you don't like it.
I don't like it.
You don't have to, you know, I've already heard others immediately do a U-turn on their take on Drake May. Like, you don't have to be afraid to. If you don't like the pick, you don't have to like the pick.
I don't like the pick.
No one's forcing you to like the pick.
I don't like the pick. I do like him. I do like the media that he's done so far. I do think he's sort of a fun guy to listen to talk. He's entertaining. He's got a lot of energy. He's personable. All those things are true. Football wise, I guess we'll see. But this is not what I wanted them to do. I was very vocal
about his
about
brothers,
that.
Really tall brothers. You
very
like
tall
that?
Brothers, very short girlfriend. I don't know if you saw that.
I did.
He's got very tall brothers and a very short
Wait,
girlfriend.
I didn't. How yes. short?
Is that like a
quite short?
What do you think?
That mean?
Does that indicate something to you?
No, I'm just pointing out that he has very
how
tall
short?
Brothers
how
and a very
tall
short. I don't know. I didn't have a tape measure, Jones. She's short. She like comes up to his waist. She's not. She's very small. That's all.
Okay.
Arcand.
What?
Come on now. We're going to talk to this kid. Can you please be a little bit respectful over
I didn't
here?
Say anything disrespectful. I was just pointing out that he has tall brothers
no, he's
and a
saving,
short girlfriend.
He's waiting for the interview to say something
Jones,
disrespectful.
Sidebar, yeah. Is Arcan going to be allowed in the interviews?
Yeah. I should be allowed.
Somebody
in
needs to ask if he has the yips. Yes. The important question.
You guys aren't going to do that.
No! Which, by the way, we are scheduled. We, as a program, are scheduled to talk to Drake May on Monday. Now, and that'll be, of course, during football season as well, because I, by the way, don't think Jacoby Brissett is starting a game. We'll get into that. But we're scheduled to talk to him on Monday here on WEEI, so stay tuned for that. And I do think we're going to need some help translating Drake May here and there. We'll get to that later on in the show. We'll, of course, get to all your thoughts. 617-779-7937. If you've been listening for the last handful of weeks and months, really back to the end of Patriots season, you should know how we all feel. Mego and I love the pick. Arcan hates the pick. He doesn't like any of the quarterbacks. He wanted them to trade back. He wanted them to take a receiver. He wanted them to do pretty much anything except for take the quarterback last night. So again, you can jump in with all your thoughts. You can also vote in our big question of the day up now. At Jones and Mego, how much is he playing this year? How much are we going to see Drake May? And my stance is very similar to Mac Jones a couple of years ago, which I was right about that part of Mac Jones. They drafted him to play. They didn't draft him to sit behind Cam Newton. They weren't going to force us to watch another year of Cam Newton. They drafted Mac Jones to play. He played. This kid's playing. And we'll talk to Tommy Curran about it at 3:30. I know he disagrees. We'll talk to Dan Orlovsky at 4:30. I don't know if he agrees or disagrees that they will or won't, but I know he doesn't think he's ready to play right away. So I'm sure I'll get some pushback on this. It's what I said about Mac. No one thought Mac was going to start week one. This kid's going to start week one, and more importantly, he should. You take him at 3, he's starting, he's playing. I'm not bringing him in week 8 or 9. I'm definitely not having him sit for a year or two. I'm drafting him to play him. I want him to play. I can't watch Jacoby Brissett. So I think he's playing. That's how I voted.
So I think that if he was ready to play and they felt confident putting him out there, that they would do it week one. I think they would love to do that. But I don't think it's exactly the same as the Cam Newton, Mac Jones situation. Jacoby Brissett, I'm not going to sit here and act like he's even a top 20 quarterback in this league, but I don't think that he's at the level of
I'm not sure he's top 32.
I know, I'm trying to be nice here. So I don't think he's at the level of complete breakdown that we had seen of Cam Newton at that point. All this to say, we haven't seen these guys in any way, in any shape or form in this iteration of the Patriots yet, like in OTAs, minicamp, camp, anything like that. So I think this is a really difficult question to answer here today. But if I had to make a prediction, I would lean 50-50 at best. Like, at best, and even that I think might be a little soon. I disagree with you. I think they would love to roll him out there week one and have him, or even when Justin Herbert came in, like, have him do the Herbert thing and show himself out right away. But they came from, Elliott Wolf did this probably with the compromise of he's coming from the Packers background. This kid is a project. Everybody else loves him. Elliott Wolf is saying, well, if we bring him in, we're going to do this the Packer way, and we're going to develop him.
Yeah, maybe
we're going to bring in all these people to develop him behind the scenes. We're not going to put our mess out there.
Okay.
And we're not going to screw him up.
Maybe, so I maybe think he said that mega 50, in Cleveland.
50 at best. They might put the chastity belt on him and say, like, absolutely not. They might be abstinence only this
Speaking
entire season.
Yeah, Mego, they might have. Elliott Wolf brought the Packer way to Cleveland too, quote unquote, and they drafted a kid and played him right away in Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, does he sound like he was very happy about that now that he talks about it publicly as a member of the Patriots?
No, but the pick didn't work. I think he's distancing himself from the pick. So, look, in Green Bay, they didn't have to play their rookie. They had Brett Favre, and they had Aaron Rodgers. They didn't have to play their rookie. In Cleveland, they had to, and they did. And here, they have to.
Look,
it's not Brett Favre.
I'd love to see
Jacoby
him,
Jones. Brissett.
I know. I'd love to see him. I really would. It would be way more entertaining. Like, I'm on that side for sure, and I understand that they want to sell jerseys. They want to sell tickets. They want to fill the seats that were so empty last season. Like, I get all of that. I just think it's going to be 50-50 at best.
What does he gain by sitting? Like, I don't understand what he gains by sitting.
I think it's not so much about gaining as fixing the stuff without getting him ruined on the field.
Okay, but you also don't get any experience on the field, so now there's a complete lack of getting any experience in real NFL
games. So doesn't it come down to, like, sorry, just really quick, when you hear people who are very fond of Drake May, one of the things that they cite, Tom Curran has done it, I've heard other people do it, say...
Well, he's not fond of Drake May, I don't
think. Well, the things that they like about him, he pops right back up after he gets the crap hit out of him, and he just goes right back and goes to another play and has that reaction. That's the kind of thing that I think can get knocked out of you when the offensive line is as bad as it is and you have nobody to throw to.
Sure. I just think the two comps you hear for him often are Josh Allen, which is super high end, or Justin Herbert, which is also pretty high end. Those guys played right away. Neither one was supposedly ready. They both played week two. And if they could start week two, and they both started week two, Allen played week one, started week two. I don't think Herbert played week one. I'd have to double check it. He started week two when Tyrod Taylor got stabbed in the lung. If they were ready to play week two and they weren't ruined, they could have played week one. This kid should play right away is how I voted. You can vote at Jones and Mego. Arkham, what do you think?
The question is, how much should he play? Not how much do I want him, but how much should he play? He should be the day one starter in a vacuum. But on this team with this offense, I'd go 50-50 with Brissett. I think throwing him into this fight. And now I'd be willing to change my mind here if they trade out of two and get Ayuk or get one of these other wide receivers. If they have a true top-end receiver.
Not draft one at 34, an established one, right?
And trade for one who's established.
Okay. Yeah, so T. Higgins
or Ayuk or Deebo Samuel or any of those guys. If they make a trade, then I'll switch back to day one starter. But if it's this offense right now, this historically bad offense that you had from last year that didn't get any better in the offseason in really any way, I'm not putting the rookie out there, especially an unpolished rookie who everyone's basically saying, yeah, this guy might need to sit for a little bit. And I'm flabbergasted by these results, by the way. I cannot believe what I'm seeing with these results. But I'd go 50-50 with an eye towards making him the day one starter if you can bring in a receiver. But if you can't, then I'm not putting a full 17-game season on this kid's shoulder with that offense.
Okay.
No way.
I'll get to the results of the voting now, and you can weigh in on the phone, 617-779-7937. Do you like the pick? Do you hate the pick? Do you wish they did something else? What do you like about Drake May? What scares you about Drake May? Of course, all of that. And whether or not he should play week one. I think he should. I'm not afraid to play him week one. I don't think you ruin quarterbacks. They can play or they can't play. Josh Allen could play. And he was in week two because he could play. Justin Herbert, same thing. Even Carson Wentz. He gets compared to Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz played as a rookie.
How about RG3?
RG3 was ready.
And then he got destroyed.
Yeah, no, I mean, you can get a guy hurt, but I don't think you ruin, like, confidence-wise, I don't think you ruin them confidence-wise. Guys get hurt when they play.
I think you can screw him up a little bit.
You can sit him for 3 years and have him play his first game, and he can get hurt in game one. I mean, there's nothing you can do about that. Guys get hurt. confidence-wise, and in terms of, like, setting him back, I don't think you ruin them in that way. Health-wise, maybe. But again, whenever he plays, he could get hurt. You can jump in on this, 617-779-7937. Mega, I want to circle back to you on this. But Arcan, you don't like Drake May. You don't like the pick. Is there anything you like about him or find intriguing about the pick at three?
Just the sense that there's maybe something down the road that could work out. He's an unpolished player, but he's someone with potential and a high ceiling. I mean, I appreciate that in a prospect, but I don't think it's great for this team right now and what they're sort of trying to do. I just don't think that makes a lot of sense to put an unpolished rookie who needs all this work and needs all this extra help and these offensive coaches and all these people that they've hired. It just seems like that's going to be a tough sell on an offense like this that didn't really improve. If you'd improved the offense and you'd brought in some people like the Bears did, you know, the Bears have this great system right now with rookies and veterans and all these great pass catchers, and it's just like you look at what the Patriots have, and I just feel like it's a no-win situation for him.
Okay. I hate to keep doing this, but like if I were doing a radio show in Houston or if I was more familiar with the media there, my feeling is last year they would have been saying the same thing about C.J. Stroud. You can't play him. There's nothing around him. How are you going to do it? No one knew what Tank Dell was. Third-round pick. Maybe the Patriots draft a receiver in the third round, and he can play. Like, I bet in Houston they're like, you can't rush him out. You can't play him. And it turns out you could, and they're better off because they did. Mega, what do you like best about Drake May? There's a lot of qualities.
I like this question.
But what do you like best on the field about Drake May?
The arm. Absolutely. I mean, I think that's just something that we've been lacking here for a long time. I say we as people watching the Patriots. The arm strength, I think, can be a real differentiator. I know people are upset with the accuracy in terms of the judgment that he can show where throwing into double coverage. And I know our very favorite Bill Belichick was illustrating some of this last night, but I think arm and toughness are going to be paramount to whoever is in this situation's success. Like, it's a reason why I didn't like J.J. McCarthy is that I think that we've been talking about intangibles for so long. And with Drake May, it's you see the athleticism, you see the size, you see the arm. Okay, like, is he going to make poor decisions? Can you teach him to read defenses better? I feel like it's just, I can't believe the amount of people who have been in my mentions saying Mac 2.0.
Doesn't make sense.
This is the reverse of the coin.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Drake May is perfect in any way.
Yeah, right.
He's definitely a project. But what you see, you can see what you're working with. Now, the intangibles or the decision-making, some of the judgment calls, how he reads defenses, these things are things that are maybe harder to see with the naked eye. And you have to ask yourself, is that something you can teach? Is that something he can learn very quickly and play his first year? But I'm more confident that you can teach somebody to read defenses than you can teach somebody to have a cannon for an arm.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And so I don't know how much confidence I have in their coaching staff to do all that, because I don't like the coaching staff, but those things can be coached, right? You can't teach a rocket arm. You can't teach the size. You can't teach the athleticism. And I get it. Like, Mac Jones didn't work out as a pick, and Drake may not work out as a pick. I get that. But in terms of a prospect, there's zero comparison between the two. I'm with you on that. Start with one going at three and the other being the fifth quarterback in his class at 15. And there's more to it. Size, athleticism, arm, all these other things. Just because you brought up Bill, and we're going to play you clips from Bill Belichick breaking down Drake May coming up. Where were you guys watching last night? What were you watching for draft coverage?
So I have to be honest, I was watching mostly on like the ESPN main channel. I don't know. Sometimes it's just easier for me than...
So that was the Greenberg one?
Yeah.
Not the College Game Day one on ABC,
No.
Greenberg one.
So I, yeah. And then I was clicking over to the alternate broadcast just to see.
With McAfee.
Mm-hmm. But I can't, with these big events, I feel the same way most of the time with like Monday Night Football, and it drives Mr. Who crazy whenever the Manning cast is on because he prefers that. But I'm like, I don't know. I need the like the structure of it. I need to be able to follow it that way. I'm too ADHD to be able to sit there and watch Pat McAfee dressed as a Western Undertaker.
How much McAfee and Bill did you watch last night, Arcan?
I watched the beginning of it when there was no sound, and then I watched for a little while after that when they put the big board out and all that stuff. And it was hard because I did want to watch some of that. I wanted to watch NBC Sports Boston. I wanted to see the main broadcast.
A good amount of that,
did you?
Yeah.
I did not.
I was trying to get a little bit of everything, and it was overwhelming. But I will say this, with Belichick, maybe it's just me being in the feels here a little bit, but after that day, after that article and after the documentary, I thought Bill Belichick came off as very sympathetic.
Excellent observation, Christian.
I thought I was rooting for him. I was sitting there listening to him, and I thought just the way everything about the presentation that he had and the way that he was sort of going back and forth on TV.
When he sat down with Goodell?
Arkin.
Yeah.
He was on a set with a Mel Kiper impersonator.
I'm telling
you. And Boston Connor in like a tux. And is a bust of a draft pick in Darius Butler. And I've never heard him speak AJ Hawk. He's reduced to the internet with a Mel Kiper impersonator. That's sympathetic?
Yes, I thought so.
Okay.
I felt bad. I felt bad for him, the way he was treated by the Crafts.
I agree with that.
This is the thing that he had to do for the...
What does that have to do with his the
presentation?
Show last
night? Yeah, exactly.
I'm telling you about
that.
I'm just telling you how the impression that I got of Bill Belichick. I looked at him as a sympathetic figure based on the way he was treated by the Crafts. That's really what it was rooted in. But I was watching him and I felt for him.
Were you drinking?
I was not.
Okay.
Wow. What an accusation.
Yeah. Sometimes you get
hungover and out for a week. Mango over here.
Sometimes you get beer tears. You know?
It wasn't beer tears. It wasn't. It was really.
Bill, look at him.
Hang on. So
you know me. I've ripped Bill plenty, but I think after the latest thing, when Kraft's calling around trying not to let him get hired somewhere, watching him go out there and try and do TV, which he wasn't comfortable doing, I felt bad for him.
I honestly did. No, I get. I now understand what Arkan's saying. I didn't get what he was saying at first. I get this. Because he's reduced to doing internet television with a Mel Kiper impersonator, and how far he's fallen, Arkan has some sympathy.
Let's not say reduced. That's a huge show, man. It's a big show. He's an incredible moneymaker.
He's well compensated.
I don't feel bad.
He's well compensated.
A few more listeners than this show.
If that's falling far, I'll fall.
Okay, for sure. But like, you don't think Bill was looking around going, "What the hell am I doing?"
I don't think so. I think he was like, "I'm with the cool people in this room."
617-779-7937. We'll get to Bill Belichick breaking down prospects. Where'd you watch?
Something I've never said in the studio.
I'm with you. I watched mostly the traditional basic bitch missionary position ESPN broadcast last
Lights
night.
Lights off.
Greeny. Me and Greeny face to face is what I was watching last night. And I flipped into...
I think it's nice that way.
I flipped into McAfee a couple of times.
More intimate.
Yeah. I flipped into McAfee right at the beginning of the draft when Caleb Williams got picked just to see what it was all about. And I obviously wanted to hear what Bill had to say. And then
McAfee's the reverse cowgirl.
He was dressed like it last night.
I don't even know. Positions I don't even know about is what that broadcast was. But I had to listen to the Mel Kiper impersonator, and I said, I can't watch more of this. So you guys can jump in. All your thoughts, plus you can vote in our big question of the day. Up now at Jones and Mego. How quickly should Drake May get on the field? How much of him are we going to see this year? Meantime, Jerod Mayo answered just those things last night. I want to play these in order because I think the order is important. Here's the first answer from Jerod Mayo about whether or not there'll be any quarterback competition. This is Mayo 1.
Jerod and/or Elliott, is Drake May a quarterback you feel can start right away, or someone that you think needs some time to develop?
Yeah, I think, you know, to go back to Bill, I don't think many rookies are ready to just jump in and play. And look, at the end of the day, our philosophy is the best players will play. And, you know, coming in as a rookie, hopefully he's a sponge. There are a lot of good players in that locker room. And look, Jacoby, he understands. Like, he's a mentor. He's very smart, has great leadership skills, and hopefully Drake can learn something from him as well. But I would say, like, we're going to compete all spring. We're going to compete during training camp, and the best player will start.
Okay, best player will start. It's obvious who that is. And secondarily, anytime you're talking about Jacoby Brissett and you're like, yeah, he's got good leadership, you know, that is the – and I've heard this analogy before. That is the – well, she's got a good personality. I mean, that's what that – oh, he's got good leadership. And so –
what's the equivalent of she's not girlfriend material? Like, he's got a great arm?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. And so
he fills the suit.
And so I hear them talk about Jacoby Brissett's leadership, and I think Mayo let it slip right there. May's got a real chance. If May has a disaster of a Campbell, then of course he's not going to start. But if it's even close, if it's even in the same zip code, Drake May and what he brings on day one versus Jacoby Brissett in year whatever the hell it is, 10, May's going to start. I think Mayo basically told you that. And here's the real smoking gun. Listen to him walk it back later on. He's not even asked about the competition or Jacoby Brissett or anything like that. I believe he's asked about May's ceiling, if I'm not mistaken. This is Mayo 3.
Gerard, you talked to Drake having an extremely high ceiling.
to you, if he hits that ceiling, what does it mean for the future of the franchise?
It means a lot, you know. But look, let me go back a couple of
Hang on. Let me go back. I know you're asking me about the ceiling, but hang on. I got to walk this back.
This is becoming a habit.
I don't want another burning cash comment here, so let me walk this one back. He knew how that sounded, the first one. So keep going.
To you, if he hits that ceiling, what does it mean for the future of the franchise?
It means a lot, you know. But look, let me go back a couple of questions ago. We're not sitting here saying that Drake is our starting quarterback. I think he understands that. He understands the things that he has to get better at. And, you know, with coaching and, once again, the hard work and the coaches that we have, the support system from ownership, you know, I think he has a chance to go out there and really play at a high level. You can talk about potential all you want to until you reach it. It really doesn't matter. But we do know the man. We know the man is a hard worker, and he's going to do everything he can to be successful.
Okay. I will tell you, most people agree with the idea of sitting Drake May. And I think Mayo knew what he said. He was walking that back because he knew. He's like, oh, let the cat out of the bag. Don't hold this one against me. How much did Drake May play this year? 58% say QB2 behind Brissett. That means the whole year?
Yeah.
You want to watch Brissett the whole year?
All year.
Oh, my God.
I'm shocked by that.
22% say day one starter. That's me. I was hammering that vote. He should play week one. And by the way, I think he's going to. I think they basically told you that last night. Both of you two are in the middle, right? 50-50%?
I go more towards sitting.
Oh, my God.
I just think that's what they're going to do.
20% say 50-50.
Precious.
50-50, I can at least talk to you people. I can't even discuss the 58% who want him to sit all year.
Okay, well, that's the majority.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't talk to him.
Because most people seem happy with the pitch. So it's like most people are happy that they're doing this and happy that he's sitting, which I'm surprised by. I'm surprised that that's the way the fans are feeling right now. It just seems
they're
out of whack.
They're fantasizing about the upside.
I guess.
Yeah.
They don't want to see the reality that might be very ugly right now.
I think right now he has a higher floor than Brissett. Right now, today, I think he has a higher floor than Brissett. Never mind the ceiling. Let's start it off with Sorgia in Mansfield. Go ahead, Sorgia. Hello, Sorgia?
Right.
Hello? Sorgia, tough start.
That's not like Sorgia.
I think he was just leaning in. How about my guy Jonathan and Randolph? Always ready to go. Jonathan, what's up?
Hey, guys. Anyone mad about this pick as a dumbass? What I like so much about this, really, is that, I mean, maybe they're fooling us now, but it seems that they had, you know, resolve toward what they wanted to do, even if maybe they didn't in the back. Maybe they considered McCarthy. I don't care. Because they took him right away. Like, they didn't toy around with the clock, all that. And I like what the comments after it was more straightforward. And I appreciate Mayo going, like, you know, it's like kind of leaving it open a bit, in my opinion, that he could start this year. But, you know, we'll see, whereas Bill wouldn't tell you anything. So it's like, I'm happy. Am I too happy? Yes. But it's different. It's refreshing. It's exciting.
It is. I agree. It's okay to be a little excited today. I haven't been this excited since the Patriots took N'Keal Harry in the first round. So this is a big moment for me. We'll get to all your thoughts. 617-779-7937. How do you feel about it? What do you like about it? What do you dislike about it? Was there something else you wish the Patriots did? Or did they nail the pick? Plus, how much should he play? You can jump in on all of it. We have Tommy Curran at 3:30. We have Dan Orlovsky at 4:30. We also have Triple Play, Megsplaining, and Bet Roulette today, as always. Arkham with all the latest in trending. And let's get right into it. They say they're sold on Drake May. Should we believe the Patriots? That was the only guy they wanted at 3. That's right after trending.